Good morning. Today we are resuming a topic that we took a break from in order to discuss the halachas of Shavuos. We're getting back to the issue, the prohibition of sitting within 4 amos circumference of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. And when we were doing the sugya, we said that when it comes to sitting in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei, it's a machlokas whether it's still limited to 4 amos in front of him or even more distant from him, even 5, 10, 20 amos, is there also a prayer prohibition because you're sitting in front of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei? And we also talked about the prohibition or the potential prohibition of sitting in back of somebody who davened Shmoneh Esrei. We said that there's a machlokes, whether in back there is actually a prohibition or there is no prohibition at all. Today we're going to discuss how about if you're busy doing something that has a productive use. For example, you're saying Kriya Shema, sitting within 4 amos of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. You're saying Psukei Dezimra, or you're learning Torah. Is there still a prohibition? So Tosfos and Brachos brings in the name of the Tshuvas HaGaonim, so that this entire prohibition of sitting within 4 amos of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei, that is specifically if you are Yoshev Ubatal, if you're sitting and doing nothing, you're just resting, you're taking a break, you're not actively doing anything productive. Haval im haya oseh b'kriyat shema. However, if you are saying Kriya Shema, sitting but saying Kriya Shema within 4 amos of somebody's davening Shmoneh Esrei, ubebir choseh, are you saying the brachas of Kriya Shema, or number 3, ukiyot sebahem, or something similar to that? We don't know what that means right now, but something similar to the Kriyat Shema or the Birchas Kriyat Shema, Afilu Yoshev, even if you're sitting within 4 amos of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei, Shapir Dami, that is not a problem. The Rashba says a similar concept, but he limits it to somebody who's saying Kriyat Shema or Birchas Kriyat Shema. He doesn't have that third variable, Ukiyot Sebahem, or something similar to Kriyat Shema, Birkas Kriyat Shema. So our question today that we're going to grapple with is, how about if you're learning Torah, sitting within 4 amos of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei? You're sitting, learning, is there a problem? So the Torah quotes this opinion of the Gaonim, saying that this whole prohibition is if you're sitting and doing nothing. However, if you're saying Kriyat Shema or the Birkas Kriyat Shema or something similar, there is no problem. And the Torah, based on that, is Medayek, that we can learn from that statement of the Gaonim, that if you are learning Torah, that is prohibited because learning Torah is not included in Kriyat Shema or the Birkas Kriyat Shema. Learning Torah is something else. So the Torah says that it's limited to Kriyat Shema, Birkas Kriyat Shema, may be things that are similar to them, but Torah is not similar, and accordingly, you cannot sit and learn Torah within 4 amos of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. And in fact, the Torah brings 2 proofs to this. Proof number one that he brings is, he says the whole concept of the prohibition is that when somebody is davening Shmoneh Esrei, you cannot be sitting on his side within 4 amos because he is accepting upon himself Malchus Shamayim, the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it appears, if you're sitting so close to him, that you are disregarding that. Accordingly, when it comes to Kriya Shema is also Mekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shamayim, Hashem Echad. We accept upon ourselves the yoke of the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kriya Shema. But learning isn't Malchus Shamayim. It's learning a tremendous mitzvah, but it's not Ol Malchus Shamayim. So accordingly, that is proof number one from the Torah, that if you look at the whole reason for the prohibition, learning does not help us. And he brings a second proof as follows, that we learn that the source of this prohibition was that Chana said to Eli, when she went back to the Mishkan, I was the woman who was davening, and we were standing at the same time, within 4 amos apparently. So we see here that Eli was makbi to stand within because he was within 4 amos of Chana, who was davening, and it can't possibly be, says the Torah, that he was just standing, doing nothing. He must have been learning at the time. And despite that, Eli was still required to be standing. So we see from that Eli was learning, but was still required to be standing because he was within 4 amos of Shechana, who was davening. Accordingly, this halacha applies even if you are sitting and learning, you would have to stand and learn. Now the Beis Yosef, in his commentary that's written by the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo, in his commentary on the Tur, he refutes both of these two proofs brought by the Tur. So the Beis Yosef says that this first proof that is brought by the Tur, that the whole reason of somebody not sitting next to somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei is because it looks like you're disregarding Malchus Shamayim. So the Tur said that somebody who's learning, that's not sufficient. In fact, the Beis Yosef brings another halacha that somebody who's Taraso Menaso, somebody who's learning full time, somebody who's a real Talmud Chacham and his entire occupation in life is learning. The halacha is, we don't paskin like this nowadays, but Me'ikar Adin, he doesn't have to stop learning in order to daven. If he's involved in his occupation, which is full-time learning, he can continue learning even though it's the time to daven. He doesn't have to daven Shmona Esrei. And so we see from that, Shekol Ha'osek B'Torah, anyone who is always involved in Torah, K'mispal Adami. It's as if he is davening, and in fact, it's even better than davening because we see that it trumps davening because he can continue learning and he doesn't have to stop in order to daven. So we see from that that even if somebody is sitting and learning, that would certainly be sufficient because learning is on a higher level than davening. So that's refutation to proof number one of the Tur. And the Beis Yosef continues and refutes the second proof that the Tur said, we prove from Eli that Eli was standing even though he was learning. So we see that it's not sufficient to be learning to enable you to sit. You still have to stand with you're within four amos even if you're learning. The Beis Yosef says as follows, that Eli hayame harher b'divrei Torah. Eli, of course, was learning, but he was simply thinking about Torah. He wasn't actually speaking Torah. He wasn't verbalizing Torah. Then accordingly, aval imhaya osek b'Torah motzi advarim b'sasav, if he had been learning and he had been verbalizing the learning, then hayamuto lo leishav, that's on a higher level of learning. It's not simply thinking and learning. That's actually learning. Actively learning, verbalizing the learning, and then in such a situation you can sit within four amos of somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei. Eli had to stand because he was simply thinking about it, but had he been verbalizing the Torah, he would have been able to sit within the four amos of Chana. So there we seem to have a machlokas between the Tur and the Beis Yosef. On the one hand, the Tur is saying that somebody who is learning has to be strict about standing. You can't sit and learn within four amos of somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei. And the Beis Yosef comes and refutes both proofs of the Tur. The implication is the Beis Yosef would be of the view that it's permitted to sit and learn within four amos of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei. So Amir Tshashem, tomorrow we will continue with the Beis Yosef and see how the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, paskins in the Shulchan Aruch. Have a wonderful day.